Words by the Wayside presents You Can Have a Happy Life by E.C. Hadley. This book is read by Stuart Packer. This edition is produced with the kind permission of gtpress.org and is available in printed form from www.gtpress.org. Publisher's note. How often has a book or tract been made a rich blessing to the soul? Either in bringing one to Christ, or building up, or helping on in him. How often may we have read some passage of Scripture and seen nothing in it until the Lord used some paragraph in a human writing to unlock its treasures to our hearts? None of us are self-sufficient. We are dependent one on another. We grow by that which every joint supplies. We need all the helps which God has set in the body for our common profit and blessing. This audiobook is part of the Brethren Writers Library series, which goes forth with the purpose of introducing the listener to the writings of men who were gifted of God as teachers. Many of their writings are freely available online at stempublishing.com. Words by the Wayside, 2014. You can have a happy life. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." John 15:11. Why are so many Christians restless, worried, and unhappy, even though this verse tells us clearly that this is not what God intends for his children? In this short book, we hope to address this question to discover God's remedy so that we might be able to say with Paul, "I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." Philippians 4:11. Burden of guilt. One of the basic causes of unhappiness is a sense of guilt that burdens the conscience and robs the soul of peace. Before we can have true happiness, there must be peace with God. If there are any doubts about our peace with God, there can be no settled peace in the soul. If we are to succeed in finding peace and the happiness that results from it, we must begin with this question of guilt and how it can be removed. Guilt destroys happiness and peace. It breaks down self-esteem and robs us of self-confidence. How can we trust ourselves when we know that we have done many wrong things? We may try to run away from our conscience by pursuing earthly pleasure, or we may attempt to quiet its voice by reasoning that times have changed and that now everybody does it. Still, there is that uneasy feeling that something is not right. We instinctively know that God has not changed and that sin never ceases to be sin. No matter how much we try to repress the guilty feeling, it is still there, making us restless, uneasy, and fearful. Coupled with a sense of guilt is a consciousness that we deserve to be punished. This increases our fear. God, who knows all about this, has said, "Be sure your sin will find you out." Numbers 32:23. We cannot have peace and true happiness until the question of our guilt is settled in a way that is just. Our God-implanted conscience, part of the moral nature of man, makes us feel guilty when we have done something wrong. It also makes us realize that we deserve punishment. Some try to ease their guilt by joining a church and getting involved in religious activities, but they know deep down that this will never bring peace. Dealing with guilt. Guilt produces a fear of God, whom we know we have offended, and a fear of the punishment we instinctively know we deserve. There is only one way to lift this depressing sense of guilt and fear. It is through justification by faith in the redemptive work of Christ on the cross. In the Epistle to the Romans, Paul deals directly with the question of our guilt and God's answer to it. There we read that all the world is guilty, but God provides the means for our justification. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, that he might be..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?